Hall debut at the Toyota Comedy Festival. This summer, Stewart will anchor The Daily Show from the Republican and Democratic political conventions. I asked Jon Stewart what he finds silliest or most self-important about TV news shows.
New shows basically function as entertainment shows. So our show can live in that area between what news shows ostensibly are supposed to be and what news shows are, which is just another vehicle for ratings for a network. So we live in sort of that area of you won't believe what's growing in your washing machine. What you don't know about it could kill your children. That sort of scare tactic. When they use their tactics of scaring and sensationalizing things just to get people to tune in. That's, I think, the pompousness that we exploit.
So what are some of the stories you've done using the same kind of scare techniques as the news magazines?
Well, we did a big story on gravity and how it could be affecting your children, keeping them on the ground, et cetera, and what a dangerous thing it might be. It was just a huge promo with kids on a slide. You know, we used all the, you know, that empty swing on the playground.
Oh, right.
That they use every now and again to show that if you don't watch this thing, your child could be gone from the swing. I'm not really sure what it means. So it was about gravity. We did another one on Ritalin. And the basic premise of the Ritalin one was our correspondent, Steve Carell, listed all the symptoms where you could tell if your child had ADHD. And they were things like wants his mommy, keeps outgrowing clothes, which was basically every child in the country. And so his premise was everyone, all kids should be on Ritalin because it makes it a lot easier for parents. And while he was discussing all the various options, he was taking the pills himself, and he ended up tripping.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, you're going to be at the Democrat and Republican conventions, I believe.
Yes.
Have you been to a convention before?
I have been to a convention before. It was the Shriners, and they were wonderful. They were very open. Not very much politicking. I did go, I think when the Democratic convention was in New York, I went to it one day. When it was up at Madison Square Garden. And wow, is that boring. Talk about boring. Talk about a waste of time. There used to be, you know, remember the old days when, like, people would riot and stuff and they'd throw Dan Rather off the floor, you know, that kind of thing? Yeah, they don't do that anymore. Now it's just, again, it's sort of the entertainment value of it. It's produced like the Emmys in 1982. You know, you almost expect, you know, the First Lady to come out in a Bob Mackie. And, you know, they'll cut together some really cheesy montage about how they're trying to help people. And then every now and again, cut away to whoever it is has the characteristic that they're trying to help. You know, I remember when the Republicans were in their big tent phase. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
They used to talk about, hey, we're Republicans. We're inclusive now. And the nice thing about politics is you don't actually have to be the things you say you are because there's no truth in advertising there. So they basically go, well, we're inclusive. For instance, black people were very fond of them. And then they would cut away towards, like, there'd be a black guy in the audience, you know, and they'd cut away to him. But unfortunately, you know, they wanted to talk a lot about how they were fond of black people, but they only had, like, one black guy in there, so they just kept cutting away to the same guy. And after a while, I just felt like, geez, change your hat, dude. You know, at least make an effort to show that there's someone else there.
So what's your plan at the conventions? Where are you going to be? What do you hope to, who do you hope to talk to? What do you hope to do?
Well, we're going to have, you know, we're putting together our list of analysts right now. We've got Senator Dole is lined up to be an analyst. I think former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich will be there working with us. We're hoping to get a lead on maybe Senator Bob Kerry. You know, we discussed when we were in Philadelphia, we actually had Arlen Specter on the show a while back. So we're hoping Arlen will do some work with us again. So those are the people that we're putting together. The main thing is we're going to be doing our show with our correspondents out on the floor, covering this thing in the best way we know how. We're already putting together our Man from Hope films about the candidates and and those kinds of things. We're probably going to be doing the evocative cutaway of the night, which will be, you know, if they're talking about child care and they cut away to a baby in the audience, for instance, that will probably be our cutaway of the night.
If you try to, say, get an interview with one of the politicians at a convention,
yes.
Do you think a lot of them will, like, run the other way? Do you think a lot
No.
of politicians are afraid of being on a comedy show, that they're not going to be funny enough or that they'll be mocked?
There's a sense of that, but I think there's a more overwhelming sense of, is that a media outlet? Does that beam my image out to people's homes? Let me at it.
I think they've all hired writers. I think they've all hired black comic writers to zets up their jokes and write them jokes.